This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey is claimed to have killed at least 260 Syrian Kurdish fighters and Islamic State militants in a four-day offensive in northwest Afrin province, trying to clear the Turkish frontier of YPG Kurdish fighters. Hundreds of Kurds and their supporters marched in Athens in opposition to the operation. President Donald Trump is expected to express U.S. concern over Operation Olive Branch in a phone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the State Department Tuesday, spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has already conveyed his alarm to the Turkish foreign minister.
This area that we're talking about, Afrin, was relatively stable, given that it was Syria, but it was relatively stable. And now we're seeing it not in that situation. So we're tremendously concerned about the situation. We call on all parties to remain focused. The reason that the United States is in Syria is to focus on the fight against ISIS.
However, Nauert said the U.S., NATO ally, understands Ankara's security concerns over the Separatist People's Workers Party, PKK.
We understand their concerns about the PKK. So we're having conversations with the Turkish government about addressing those concerns, but also trying to bring stability and encourage them to de-escalate tensions.
The U.S. called for a limited action in Syria, while Ankara insists it will be short-lived. The UN has expressed concern over the use of deadly force by Ethiopian security forces who opened fire on anti-government protesters Saturday. At least seven were killed in clashes between the security forces and worshippers taking part in a religious ceremony marking the Epiphany in the Amhara region in northern Ethiopia. The incident came after the government ruling coalition announced a series of reforms, including the release of jailed politicians. This is VOA News. The U.S. confirmed Tuesday Americans were among the casualties in the Taliban attack on the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul, Afghanistan, last weekend. Again, State Department spokesperson Nauert.
We offer our deepest condolences to the families and friends of those who were killed and wish a speedy recovery to those who were wounded, including multiple U.S. citizens who were among the casualties.
At least 22 were killed in the multi-hour attack, including 14 foreigners. The director of Central Intelligence, Mike Pompeo, Tuesday said North Korea's nuclear missile program is designed not just for self-defense, but coercion.
We do believe that Kim Jong-un, given these tool sets, would use them for things besides simply regime protection. Mm-hmm. And that is to put pressure on what is his ultimate goal, which is reunification of the peninsula under his authority. And so we don't think it's the case that he's simply going to use this tool set for self-preservation. We think he'll use it in a way that is either, you call it what you will, call it coercive is perhaps the best way to think about how Kim Jong-un is prepared to potentially use these weapons.
Pompeo said President Trump is intent on a diplomatic solution to the nuclear dilemma, but added the CIA is preparing him a series of options if that's not possible. He said Pyongyang is months away from the capability of striking the U.S. with nuclear weapons. The European Union has called on China to release Swedish citizen Gui Minhai, who publishes books on the lives of Chinese Communist Party leaders. He was detained while seeking medical treatment in Beijing. He was one of five Hong Kong booksellers detained back in 2015. President Trump will attend the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Thursday and Friday. Gary Kahn is a White House economic advisor.
We're going to the World Economic Forum to share President Trump's economic story and to tell the world that America is open for business.
Kahn said he will also seek more balanced trade deals with other countries. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State said it killed nearly 150 militants in strikes Saturday in Syria's Euphrates River Valley near the As-Shafa town. The coalition said it targeted IS headquarters and a command and control center. The Brazilian city of Sao Paulo has closed its zoo and botanical gardens as a yellow fever outbreak there has killed at least 70 people. Cases have been on the rise during the summertime rainy season. Millions are said to be preparing to be vaccinated in coming weeks. A 15-year-old boy opened fire in a high school in rural western Kentucky Tuesday, killing two students, wounding 14 before being arrested. Richard Sanders is the state's police commissioner.
I will tell you the 15-year-old is going to be charged with murder and attempted murder, and we're working with the authorities now to proceed with those charges.
Authorities still don't have a motive. The woman believed to have been the inspiration behind the iconic poster of Rosie the Riveter during World War II died at age 96. Naomi Parker Fraley, the young woman in blue old coveralls and a red and white polka dot bandana at a wartime production plant. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, yeah. Everybody, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. My first stop today is going to be the land of the Congo with a song by Pamela Munka, L'Agent Appelé L'Agent. And right after that, Moi Je T'aime by Papillon of Cameroon and Carnaval by Pepe Kale of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But first, we go to the Congo itself with L'Agent Appelé L'Agent by Pamela Munka.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi, pourtant je l'aime. Jamuyanti. Kalonda, Nina, Ilene, Enrico Corone, Macambo. Ama shamba e baba kama, batele libala na yo, toliaba.
Carnaval by Pepe Kale, and before that, Moi Je T'aime by Papillon of Cameroon, and La Ja Pele La Ja by Pamela Munka of the Congo. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Stay tuned.
The Voice of America, VOA.
The African Beat coming to you Mondays through Friday. Now to Sierra Leone's Big Joe. This is Shake You Bam Bam. And right after that, Jiggy G by Nimba Burr of Liberia. And then to Cote d'Ivoire with Jeff Bogolobango in Hey Alaji. First, you gotta shake your bam bam. This is done for us by Big Joe from Sierra Leone.
Show them. like you don't care about Batman. It's the tension, Mr. DJ, raise the tempo. Find your two to dance party tonight. Jiggy jiggy, all lights go in.
Bang diggy diggy dang.
Kotoruno el samurai, le roi du Zamunda, laissez tomber à faire la suite.
Milliardaire en euros.
Hey,
Alaji by Jeff Bogolobango of Cote d'Ivoire. And before that, the superstar from Liberia, Nimba Burr in Jiggy G. And Shake Your Bum Bum by Big Joe of Sierra Leone. The African beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned, I'll be back for more music.
The African beat with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Well, I'm from Ghana. I want to request to my friend, my family, all my friends in Ghana, Sanko, Dizzo, Katabiku, Romeo, a.k.a. Dizzo, Pialete Dada, a.k.a. Asilijo, my mother, Rejoice Adolone, at Accra. Thank you very much. Let me continue to have the gabby. I want to listen to you every day. Thank you. God bless you.
My name is Alphonsus Ozo from Nigeria. I'm a regular listener of African Beat. I want to thank the presenter. And I also want to listen to more of social media. Thank you.
African Beats.
Thank you so much for the calls. And now let's take this email, which is coming from Sweden in Nottingham. And it says, hi, David, Sweden calling. And the sender says, I am listening to African Beat on shortwave 11975 kilohertz from your transmitter in Sao Tome and Principe. The music is wonderful, as always. And the reception is pretty good tonight. The signal strength is okay, but there is a little bit of noise at the back. I hope you're having a good time over there. And the sender is Alf. Well, thank you so much, Alf, and keep listening to the African Beat right there in Nottingham, Sweden. And so let's get back to music right now with Pamela by Le Wanyika of Kenya. And right after that, Mario by Africando All-Stars of Senegal. This is the Africando version from Senegal. But first, Pamela by Le Wanyika of Kenya.
Pamela, Pamela, oh, Biloko ya nakoe na somba Mario na lembie. zongisa.
All of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Maître Vincent Gomez, Hugues Ngolondele, Monsieur le Maire.
Mario, Nalembie, Mario, Nalembie.
Looking in